You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Anne on the line. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What have you been dreaming?
I just had some very strange dreams last month. It was my 48th birthday, and on the 23rd of March, I wrote this one down. I had a dream I was on a train, and someone randomly stabbed me, and I realised I was going to die, but I didn't know. It didn't really come up in the dream. But then I saw my mother and my aunt sitting opposite and sitting together in the opposite seat. And I should mention at this point that my mother and my aunt died years ago, about 28 years ago, aged 40 and 45. I thought the dream was a bit disturbing because obviously I'd been stabbed, and also to see two dead ancestors whom I haven't hardly dreamt about since they died. And they're in their 40s, and I was just turning 48.
So yeah.
I don't know. But I suppose I was a bit worried about the dream. I've had some not good blood tests lately, so it concerned me. Just some of my levels are a bit low than they should be. So I was a bit worried when I had that dream. So
okay.
I just wondered what you would interpret about that.
Yeah, well, can you remember what part of your body you were stabbed in the dream?
I think it was around, it was probably, I hate to say, it's probably in the back. Probably represents what's happening at my work at the moment.
I think you're going to interpret this dream faster than I am. It is true that dreams often play out visual forms of cliches. So, you know, we all say, oh, you know, so-and-so stabbed me in the back, or that's like a stab in the back, when we feel that someone's doing the dirty by us. So that's part of the dream may well be true, that your dream may have been acting out that feeling that, oh, I feel, whether or not it's true, I feel like I'm being stabbed in the back here by someone or something. So we'll work that into the rest of the dream as we go. Also, what's behind you in a dream can represent what's behind you in life. So that can be like your past, whereas what's in front of you in your dream is where you're going to. That's your future. So quite often it's quite stunning the amount of things that actually happened behind you that you can then relate to your past. And of course, because you were actually going through a birthday when you had this dream, you know, when our birthdays come up is when we consciously or unconsciously start to compare our past to our future. How well am I doing? I've got to 48. What's next? So it might be a time for you to start thinking about what times in my life have I felt like someone's been stabbing me in the back. Or more importantly, are there times in my life where I kind of sometimes stab myself in the back? You know, just when I'm making good progress, I've got a kind of saboteur that comes out and goes, oh, you're doing far too well there. Got to stab you in the back. Who are you to make progress like this? You know, you can't do as well as that. So kind of like a success saboteur that may be at work there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, of course, obviously, you know, you've had some blood tests and you are concerned about your health and you were marching on in your 40s, so it's also natural that a dream would address those kind of concerns. And that's probably, on one hand, why you brought up your mum and your sister opposite you in the train. But there's more to it than that, because often when you're on a train in a dream, if you think, well, what life is a journey, and we're particularly aware of our journeys around our birthdays. So this part of your life journey, you see yourself on a train. So you're not the person in the car deciding free will where to freewheel to. You're in a train which goes along strict tracks. You know, this is almost like a training. It's quite a disciplined journey that you're on, and that's how you feel at the moment. So it's like, in a sense, you're on track, but in another sense, you're just being, you feel like you're being taken somewhere. And you're facing, of course, your mum and your aunt, who are the closest female relatives to you. And some part of you is saying, oh dear, you know, they died when they were younger than me, and is this my track? Is this my destiny? And that's where you're addressing your concerns about your worry. But of course, you are older than them, and you are alive, and you are doing very well. And in the dream, also, they were both alive and well, I hope you noticed.
Yeah.
So the female side of you is alive and well and going places. And what you probably would want to look at is, A, am I dealing with any feelings of anyone stabbing me in the back at work? Because, you know, that's something to address, either by not worrying about it, or by talking to them about it, or by changing your job.
Yeah.
And the other question is to say to yourself, do I unconsciously stab myself in the back sometimes? Do I stop myself from getting somewhere just when I'm going really well? And in a sense, thinking about pausing to think, oh, you know, my mum and my aunt died when they were younger than me, can be a kind of stab in the back kind of belief.
Yeah.
So just watch that you don't kind of think to yourself, oh, look, you know, in our family, our number's up in the 40s. It isn't. They were alive and well in the dream. You're alive and well in the dream. You've got a long way to go. Can you relate to this interpretation so far?
Yes, it's good. Yeah, certainly can. Yep.
Okay.
The only thing is when you said in front, the things that are behind and the things that are in front, well, they were in front of me. So I guess I was worried that with not being well, I was going to join them.
Yeah.
That was a worry I had.
That, yeah, I can see that. But they were in front of you and they were alive. They weren't in front of you in dead or in spirit form.
No.
So they were going places back to front because they were sitting opposite you.
Yeah.
So what you might want to do is say, okay, where do I want to go for the next 52 years of my life? That takes you to 100. I mean, that would be pretty good for starters.
Yeah.
And then do a dream alchemy visualization. So what that means is taking the dream and changing it very slightly so that it has the kind of outcome that matches where you want to go in your life.
Yeah.
So you might visualize yourself back in the dream, you know, while you're awake, only this time no one stabs you in the back.
Yeah.
You're feeling really, really good. Share a joke with your mum and your auntie sitting opposite about, you know, my train's going to go on till at least 100. And then in the visualization, also maybe walk up to the front of the dream yourself and ask the driver if you can have a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
And in your mind's eye, picture driving the train to where you actually, the kind of place you want to achieve in your life, you know, the kind of things you want to do. So it's like pick your goal and visualize driving your dream train to it.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday last week or whenever it was. And enjoy the next 52.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure there'll be many dreams along the way. Thank you for sharing your dream, Anne. It was lovely talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jane. Have a good day.
Thank you. Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams, and it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.